Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 6 in investment management known as share selection. In this chapter, we will learn and understand what are the parameters based on which the companies or individuals or institutions, organizations would select shares, or on what parameters based on which you as a person should select shares. Now in this chapter, we will also see diversification of investment. How do you diversify your investment portfolio? Volume and price. On what parameters the volume and price are decided? And then finally, precautions in investing. What are the precautions you should take into consideration while investing in any kind of investment tool? So all these things we will be seeing in this chapter, which is more precisely known as share selection. In share selection, we will also see the portfolio. How do you make your portfolio? How do you match your portfolio? How do you design your portfolio? And what are the parameters involved for taking decision as far as your portfolio is considered? Now, remember, the first most important part in share selection is to make sure you have to take a right choice, because in India we have got a wide variety of choice. When or while you have got a wide variety of choice, you need to adapt or use MIDAS objective. What are MIDAS objectives? With M stands for marketability, I stands for income, D stands for diversification, A stands for appreciation, and S stands for security. Make sure any investment, when you do investment in shares or you do investment in any kind of a security, you should follow MIDAS objective, which means that your investment tool should be marketable. Tomorrow you need funds, you should be able to market, you should be easily able to sell that particular investment tool, and hence you need to follow MIDAS objectives. First is marketability, second is income. Whatever investment tool you invest should fetch you something in return in form of income. Third is diversification. Diversification means what? Distribute. You need to distribute or diversify your portfolio. You need not invest in just one. You need to just segregate. You need to put your funds in different baskets. That is what is meant as diversification. Next objective, as far as share selection is concerned, you need to see which shares are giving you appreciation, which share is giving you something in return more. And then finally, security. Which is the share which is going to ensure that your money will be secured, need to be observed properly, and should be accordingly allocated or accordingly used. In other words, select right share in the right industry. This is the key word or key sentence or statement which every investor should keep in mind. That is, select the right share in the right industry. Based on all these MIDAS objectives, share selection needs to be done appropriately and properly. I hope everyone has got this concept clearly so far. If yes, then let us now go ahead in the next slide. Shall I move ahead and explain you a little bit more advanced and technical? See, dear friends, now the things are going to become a little bit heavier. You will have to keep your ears, your eyes open when you are going to invest your funds. Because in this chapter, we will learn how to put our hard-earned money in which available investment tool. So, while we are going to invest, we need to first of all diversify our portfolio. Diversification or diversify means what? Distribute your portfolio. Portfolio means what? Basket. So as an investor, you need to distribute your investment. You need not put all the funds in one basket. You have to put in different baskets. Then only you will be able to survive. Because if you put all your funds in one basket and tomorrow that basket goes in problem, all the money is going to get lost. So what has to be done? You have to put something in different kinds of baskets or different kinds of investment tools, which means that if one is not doing well, the other nine are at least stable or they are doing something well. If you invest in only one and if that one is not performing well, you are lost with all your funds. So you need to diversify your portfolio. Very true. How do you diversify your portfolio? First is house and bank deposits and public sector bonds be the first choice. Whenever you do investment, what you need to check out first? Always invest in house and bank deposits and public sector bonds, be the first choice. So while you are going to invest, make sure you invest first in the bank deposits. Bank deposits can be sometimes fixed deposits, FDs, recurring deposits, or any kind of investment opportunity what the bank offers. First should be that choice. Second should be choice related to public sector bonds. What do you mean by public sector bonds? Any public sector companies, which are also known as Navratnas of the Indian economy, which are basically government public sector undertakings. Now, those government or public sector undertakings should be the first choice for investment, because these companies ensures and takes care of your MIDAS objectives. That should be the first. You need to diversify your portfolio based on these four parameters. So, first is going to be, what is the first choice? House and bank deposits and public sector bonds. Second is industrial spread, which means what? Your investment in shares should be in at least 6 or 7 different industries. It should not be in one industry. Now, what are 6 or 7 different industries, or what do I mean by industries? It means automobile is one such industry. We have got pharma as an industry. We have got plastic as an industry. We have got rubber as an industry. We have got manufacturing is a very big term. So, we cannot call manufacturing as an industry, but we can call, say for example, power plant or power generating as an industry. So, like this, you need to diversify in 6 or 7 different industries to avoid bitterness of recession or depression in one industry. So, to make sure, if one industry is not performing well, it does not mean that all the industries in the country will not perform well. One, if it is not performing well, at least the other 5 or 6 would be performing well. So, by that way, you will be able to balance your portfolio. Finally, balance, that is what basically is going to be the concept. You should be able to balance the portfolio. So, while investment, you need to diversify your portfolio, which means distribute your basket of securities, firstly by having the house and bank deposits, and secondly by having industrial spread, which means you need to spread your portfolio. Very good. Next, third is companies. Invest in at least 10 different companies. Now, what do I mean by invest in at least 10 different companies? It means that in one industry, do not put all your funds in one company only. Say, for example, you selected pharmaceutical as an industry in which you want to invest. From 6 or 7 industries, one is pharma. In pharma, do not put all your funds in one company, which means if you are planning to put 1 lakh rupees in pharma industry, do not put whole 1 lakh rupees in one company. Say, for example, you have taken your call on Ranbaxy as a company. Do not put all your funds in Ranbaxy. Diversify. At least 10 companies. You can put some amount in Ranbaxy, some amount in Cipla, some amount in Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, some amount in, say, for example, Glenmark Pharmaceuticals, and many more of such kind of companies. Very good. Then location. Reduce risks by investing in companies at various different locations. What do you mean by at various different locations? It means that when the prices are going down, at various intervals, at various locations, at various price ranges, start buying, thereby making sure you can average out. If you bought at 500, 10 shares, so you have paid 5,000. Next, you bought at 400, 10 shares, so you bought at 40,000, or sorry, 4,000. So you average. Now, what is your costing? You have got 20 shares at the rate of 450. Why? Because you first bought at 500, second you bought at 400. So you averaged out at how much? 450. That is what basically location is, this particular concept. Reduce risks by investing in companies at various different locations. This is the thumb rule. If you follow these thumb rules, it is going to be very, very beneficial for you. After seeing the location, let us now diversify the portfolio, which we have done, into the next parameter. That is, take advantage of growth in different industries. Select diversified companies like ITC in India, L&T for investment. So, what you need to now follow after seeing the diversification of portfolio, you need to actually invest in the companies which are diversified. Instead of just like how I gave you example of, just as I gave you example of maybe in one industry Cipla, or in pharma industry we invested in Cipla, we invested in Ranbaxy, we invested in this. There is also different option. Like invest in the company which are themselves diversified. Like ITC we have got, L&T we have got, then we have got Hindustan Unilever, then we have got, matter of fact, Godrej, we have got Videocon. These are all diversified companies. They themselves have got business of different kinds of industries. So automatically they are investing in a company which has got diversified business. So if the company is making loss in one industry At least they are making a profit in some other three, two or three industries. Right or wrong? Very good. Absolutely correct. So take advantage of growth in different industries. Select diversified companies like ITC, L&T for investment. Also make sure diversified companies have lower risks. Why does diversified companies have lower risk? You all know, friends, as they have range of products. Their products are very, I mean, numerous in numbers. They are not just dependent on one business. Like take example Godrej, or take for matter of fact L&T, or take for matter of fact ITC, Hindustan Unilever. Their business is not just based on one thing. Their business is diversified. They have got so many variety of products to be offered to the customers. Then also manufactured from many factories. They are not just manufacturing one factories. They have got many manufacturing setup across, not only in one zone, west, east, north, or southern. They have got factories located across the country and across the world. Then located over the country. So this factory should need not be located just in one country. It may be also located abroad. And select the companies which have got access to larger markets. Which means select the companies which have got larger markets, which means what they are having the business overseas. They have got enough parameters to just gain the benefit or the business. So select such kind of, or accessibility should be done to such kind of companies. Finally, make sure, this is the thumb rule. Exceptions to this rule are companies with monopoly, captive markets, or superior products to them. This kind of concept does not apply. What do I mean by exceptions to this rule are companies with monopoly? Companies which are in monopoly business, companies which are having captive markets or superior products to them, this diversified companies rule does not apply. Why? Because diversified companies rule would be applied to the companies who are having variety of products. As if they make loss in one, at least they can recover from different thing. But if you have got any company which is having a monopoly market or captive markets or superior products, then there is no thought, or there is no I mean wait for finding out should you invest in this or should you not invest in that. Then that company is going to definitely give you returns because it is in monopoly business. So these are the parameters as a company you need to consider, or as an individual you need to consider while you're investing. Remember the four things which I told you. First is house and bank, then is public sector bonds, then is industrial spread of the industries, not one industry but six or seven industries, then in one industry at least 10 different companies, and then finally location, buying at different intervals. Then we went into diversified companies, that is invest in the companies which are diversifying business themselves. Instead of investing in one industry different companies, invest in one company which is themselves diversifying the business. Like we have got ITC, L&T, Godrej, Bajaj. These are all diversified companies. Moving next into blue chips. Choose blue chips. You know why should you choose blue chips? Because blue chips that are safe, yield regular income, and promise capital appreciation for investment. So when you invest in blue chip companies, they will offer you all such things. I mean, Pooja, can you tell me what is blue chip companies? Or Madhuri, can you tell me what is blue chip companies? Wow. Okay. This answer is being given to me by whom? Karishma. Karishma says, sir, blue chip companies are those companies which are giving us minimum 15% of capital appreciation. Very good. That is what basically dividends they offer. And what, Karishma? Very good. 15% they will also offer us as what? Price appreciation. Absolutely correct. So when you choose blue chips, they will give you safe, they will yield regular income, and they promise capital appreciation for investment. When all these things are available in bunch, in one gift to us, then why should we think about some other things? Invest. That is why they say that choose blue chips as far as possible. Moving ahead. While you select the shares, see, these are all parameters. These are all different kinds of understandings which you need to keep in mind, based on which you should select your tool. You know, most of us, what we do, you know, honestly speaking, what does most of us do? Do we actually invest when by thinking all these things? We don't do like this. We directly call up a broker. Hello, broker, so and so, I want to invest. Which is the best tool available? Okay, this is the best company available. Invest in that. So you just blindly invest in that company. Actually, it should not be that ways. Little amount of research, because it is your hard-earned money. It is not mine. It is your hard-earned money. If you have got awareness of all these things, and if you little bit do research about all these things, and then call up a broker and ask him, then counter argument will make sure that the broker will take care of your money as not like a broker, but as an owner So to make him aware about all those things, you need to have the understanding of all these things. And after doing all these things, it will make sure that your money is not going to get lost. Trust me, your money will be taken care of by properly. So the next parameter in share selection is the bigger, the better. Why bigger is better? Because if you are taking bigger companies, the better is for you. As invest in large companies, why? As they are diversified, first of all, then they are multi-product companies. Lot of product they manufacture. They have large plants with economies of scale. So they have got huge plants and they do volume business. That is, they make in bulk lot of things. Also, these large companies are managed by skilled and professionals, and they have access to latest technology. So they are having skilled, they have a lot of skilled people. The management will be skilled. They have got access to latest technology, which makes sure that your money is in a safer place. I mean, the companies are looking for advanced things. The companies are ready to take the challenge happening in the market. The companies are ready to compete in the market and make sure that their shareholders and the stakeholders are able to get satisfied. And finally, the most important part is that they have access to capital and they enjoy sound capital base. So they have got access to capital because they are all already built up company. They are already established company. With just one phone call away, they can get huge amount of loans. They can get huge amount of funds. So they have got a good capital base. And with capital, you can do wonders as it helps you to run the organization and run the operations outside in the market. So if the bigger is the company, the more better for you. Then also remember, these large companies should be selected on the base of few parameters, like who has got turnover of maximum or should be in more than rupees 500 crores, whose net worth. What do you mean by net worth? Yes, Riddhi, what do you mean by net worth? Yes, Sapna, can you tell me what do you mean by net worth? Very good, Sapna. What is net worth made up of? Reserves and surplus. Very good, Sapna. So surplus, net worth is basically the reserves plus surplus. Whosoever has got more than 100 crores should be taken into consideration while investing in such kind of companies, who has got 20% of his annual profit growth and share price capital appreciation of 25% per annum. So whichever companies offers you all such things, then who has got large shareholding base, large trade volumes, issued bonus shares at regular intervals. So whosoever has got these kind of parameters should be taken into consideration for share selection for you to invest. Is it clear with everyone? So again, this is basically just a understanding that the bigger, the better. Now, these are certain constraints which you also should be kept in mind while you are going to invest. Buy low price shares. What do you mean by buy low price shares? It means invest in shares with low prices as they have high potential for price rise. Invest in companies whose prices are low as the chance of increasing prices is very, very high. If you invest in such kind of shares, then it is going to give you definitely good returns. Also check fundamentals. Now, what do I mean by what fundamentals? Fundamentals means check out what is the company's present scenario, how the companies are performing right now, what is the company's base, is company been able to make good returns, does company has got the potential to fight back in the market. In case decision proves wrong, loss you may incur is lower. So in case the decision, if it goes wrong, then the loss what you will incur will be less. Why? Because you would have invested less amount as the company is new or company's price is also less. So automatically your investment would be not that much high also. But make sure buy low price shares. Next is, for share selection, there are some further hints also given, which if you take into consideration, it will help you only to take a decision and make sure your money is been secured properly. Next is, history repeats itself. Share prices rise and fall. Remember, history would repeat. If share has rose up, it has to come down. And if a share has come down, it has to go up. It is a cycle. Which goes up has to come down, and which goes down has to rise up. So it is a cycle. So make sure, don't get depressed if your share prices are going down. Hold yourself, check for fundamentals, and be invested and not be traded. When others are selling, buy. Remember, this is the most important rule. When others are selling, what you need to do? You need to buy. Timing here is the most important, otherwise you may lose. So here the most important tool is what? Timing, which is the right time to invest when others are selling. How will you come to know that the others are selling? When the markets are going down. When markets are going down, it means what? Everyone is selling. At that time, it is your right time to buy because markets are going down. Very good. And watch for volumes. See which companies' shares are been bought in bulk. Whosoever companies' shares are been bought in bulk, aim for those kind of companies. Simply because there is a block deal happening, there is something happening which is helping the companies to increase the returns also, and at the same time companies growing up also. So these are few other hints available which will help you to select the share of the company which you want to buy. Be selective when buying shares of small companies. These are a few more hints. That is, be selective when buying shares of small companies. When you are going to buy shares of smaller companies, like smaller companies means what? You have got a smaller companies like, for example, some company like Sagar Exports or HK Exports. These are all listed companies. But when you are going to buy these kind of smaller companies, be selective in nature. Watch for its parentage. That is, who are the parents of this kind of companies? Is the nature of theirs? And is management reputed? Is the management reputed of such kind of companies? Niche products, excellent quality. Are they catering to niche products? Niche products means what? Specialized market which no one else is catering to. So are they catering to niche products? Are they having extraordinary excellent quality? Is it in sunrise industry? Sunrise industry means what? Just starting up industry. Are they catering to starting up industry and they will then boom out? Look out for these tips. Track record of share prices. What is the track record of the share prices of such kind of companies? Check out the financials, sales and profit trends, dividend payout policy and etc. things. So when you are going to buy shares of smaller companies, you need to take care of all these parameters. That is, right from parentage, the management reputation, the products, are they niche or very very popular, their quality is excellent, are they into sunrise industry, what is the track record of their share prices, then financial, sales, profits and also dividend payout, are they providing paying dividend to the companies or not. So you need to check out all these parameters to properly come to a conclusion that yes, you want to buy shares of small companies. Now be wary means what? Be aware of closely held or family controlled companies. Be very very aware, be very very concerned when you are going to invest in the companies of which has been controlled and owned by the family, as the shares are not regularly traded. So why we need to be aware? Because these company shares are not regularly traded and sale is not easy of these companies shares. If you have bought the company shares of such family owned company, then selling these shares is also a very difficult and crucial task. Dividends depend upon family whims. So it will depend upon family whims. Are family ready to sacrifice their earnings and pay dividends to the shareholders? Based on that, you might get dividends or you might not. Then data on performance not widely circulated. So data, how the company is performing, is not going to be circulated to everyone. Data will just remain with the company and company will take care of this data only. As company is not doing good or bad or worse or worst, we do not know, because company is not ready to disclose the details of the company as it is not mandatory for them. And at times they might show rosy pictures of the books, they might show something window dressing of the books, which might be a bigger problem for you. Also make sure that wary of these family owned companies, because successors will be always from family. Successors means what? If the vice president retires or the chairperson retires, or for example board of directors retires, then who is going to replace them? It is just going to be replaced by the family member only. So it is going to be a very very crucial task. Will the family member will be having the same opinion how the success, I mean the earlier or the older chairperson was having? We are not sure. Similarly, it's a fact that several profitable large companies are family run and worth investing. Though all these things are giving us the negative feedback that about family controlled companies, but there is a fact which says that several profitable large companies are family run and worth investing. I'll give many examples of such kind of concept. You all know this company known as Tata in India. Tata is just family controlled company. Though it is now been public owned company where public has invested in that, but earlier it was basically family owned company. Then we have got Reliance, full public owned, though it is public owned, but it is full controlled by the family. Then you have got Piramals, you have got Ruyas, you have got Birlas. These are all companies which are family managed. And these companies are worth investing because they are very, very rock solid. Though they have got family control, but their management is thorough professional. Their task is thorough professional. Their objective is to make sure they can do justice to the people. So all these things are taken to be consideration. Also, some more tips which are given, like, do not invest in unlisted companies. What do you mean by unlisted companies? Companies have issued shares. Company has given you share certificate, but they have not been able to list themselves on the share market. So do not invest in unlisted companies, as the shares are not marketable, sale not easy of the shares, and companies do not fulfill listing requirements that protect investors. So companies are not been able to fulfill listing requirements. Fulfill listing requirements means what? They have not been able to fulfill the listing requirements. Whatever the listing requirements are there, what are the listing requirements? Like, for example, you are supposed to fill up some forms, you are supposed to show some agreements and etc. things, which the company is not able to fulfill. That is why they are not being listed on the stock market. So do not invest in such kind of companies. Also, do not invest in inactive shares. Inactive shares means what? Which are not regularly traded on the stock market. As if you want liquidity, you will not be available with that benefit of liquidity, as the company shares are inactive. Do not invest in inactive shares because shares are not marketable. Low volumes indicate shares not attractive to investors. And instead of that, opt for Group A active shares. Because of these two parameters, that is, inactive shares are not marketable, inactive shares have got low volumes and indicate shares not attractive to investors. So since these are the two things which is happening to inactive shares, hence you need to do what? Instead of that thing, invest in Group A shares, which are giving you steady returns, which has got some amount of volatility, which has got some amount of fluctuations, which can also be marketable, easily saleable in the market, and it can give you dividends also and returns. So invest in such kind of companies. Do not invest in companies with bad industrial relations. The companies which have got a bad industrial relations, they have got a very, very wrong impact in the industry. They have not been able to cope up with the industry. They have not been able to, focus on what industry requirements are. Do not invest in such kind of companies. Also, do not invest in vulnerable companies, sick companies, and the companies which are in laggards. So make sure that you do not invest in such kind of companies, because your hard-earned money would get lost if you do not put any efforts and understanding about all these things. So share selection is a personal or a judicious or religious concept, which you, when you invest, you need to think about all these parameters, and based on that, you need to take a decision of investment. Finally, if I have to sum up, make sure you cut your losses. How do you cut your losses? By buying low and selling high. And do not react on sudden rises and falls. If there's a sudden rises and falls, you do not react to such situations. Then only you will be able to take care of this investment. So if I have to sum up, friends, over here, whatever I've spoken so far, remember one thing. The share selection is a very, very, very important part or parameter for investment. You need to use MIDAS objectives. The MIDAS objectives are what? Marketability, income, then diversification, appreciation, and safety, security, whatever you call it as. When you get these five objectives in your mind, and then when you decide to invest based on share selection, whatever share you want to invest, you can invest. But make sure whichever company will invest, you will follow, you will check about, you will understand the MIDAS objective particularly. And once this MIDAS, you have had a grip on it, once you religiously follow this MIDAS on any investment tool, you will never ever lose your money. Because your money, you have worked hard, you have earned, you have got a lot of respect for your money. Then if you want to make sure your money grows, you need to follow MIDAS objectives. I hope you had a good time understanding the share selection concept based on the diversification, the industrial, bigger, better, smaller companies, then family managed companies, what are the situations of unlisted companies, untried companies, why should you not invest, and what you should do against that. If you have understood, trust me, friends, you are in the right frame of mind now to enter into the system where your investment decision can now be respected and you can invest. See, anyone can tomorrow start advising each other. I can also become a broker, call up thousands of people and tell them invest in this, invest in that. But by saying all these things, I will not be able to take the responsibility of others' money. If I want to be a broker, or if I want to advise you in investing in these companies or investing in not in these companies, then the most important thing what I need to do is to sit, observe the Midas objectives, ensure I follow Midas objectives very religiously and judiciously, and treat different people's money as my own money. And when I do these things properly, I am able to take care of the money of others, like how I would take care of money of mine. So if you do all these things properly, you will have a good selection of the shares, and it will help you to earn more money. Trust me, I had a good time explaining you all. Hope you had a good time learning all these things. After learning, it will not stop over here. You need to multiply this. You need to go and speak about this to others. You need to imbibe in yourself. You need to religiously follow these rules and principles. Instead of giving your decision-making power to somebody else, you take your own decision in which you want to invest. Select the shares based on the parameters what we have studied. Then it is going to be fruitful earning, and you will be own responsible for your funds and not somebody else. That's all from my side. Thank you and happy earnings.